may have a problem. Paul, don't go anywhere, because I'm sure you did email me about swimming. I'm positive he said swimming. Is that typo? We'll blame it on a typo. Anyway, don't panic, because I looked at the plagues and I saw there were swam everywhere. Swarm, just in case. Dan Logan, give me a round of applause, please, at least. Thank you. Do you know what, Dan? I've got to bring it up. Years have gone by. I used to sit on the drums and Dan used to stand at the side of me on a random bongo of some kind. Oh, them were the days, weren't they? We were rummins, I tell you, rummins. I'm excited this evening purely because I've never done opening night before. I can see none of you have either. We'll not panic yet. What we'll do is we'll start with a word of prayer and then we'll dig in to see what we've got to learn this evening from Scripture and what the Lord's got to say to us. Let's just pray and then we'll take it from there. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you this evening. Father, we want to thank you for Camp 2018. Father, you've given us another year to be able to share the gospel, to be able to bring our praise and our worship to you. And we just pray, Lord God, that tonight and over the week ahead, that you might speak into hearts and lives. That, Father, as we look into your word, that it might cut through the nonsense of our life and we might see our need of a Saviour. And, Father, we might rejoice this week together with the angels as lives are added to the kingdom. Father, that's our prayer. And we pray, Lord, that tonight and throughout the week that you might just bless us. We ask these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You've got to say amen. There we go. Right. Now I feel like you're with me, although you are a long way away. Is there any chance we can move the stage a little bit further forward? No? Anyway, Camp 2018 has arrived, and I feel like it's actually arrived a little bit too quick. It's either the years are getting quicker or you lot are getting older quicker. I'm not sure which one it is, although I do look at Paul Logan and I think to myself, he's definitely got older. Let me ask a question. Who's got a Bible? Okay, who hasn't got a Bible? Now, Mr. Logan has all sorts of Bibles that he's desperate to give away to people who do not have a Bible. I would also like to say to you, if you don't have a Bible, come to me and I will find a Bible for you. If you don't have a Bible, go and see Paul and he will also find a Bible for you. There is no excuse this week to leave the field or to not have a Bible with you. So hopefully you'll be able to get one. Now, we're looking tonight at the Bible, but also a story in the Bible, a book in the Bible, a title with a lady's name. There are two books in the Bible with ladies' names. You know what they are? Esther and Ruth. Very impressive. I'll just frighten somebody tonight. I've got Esther. Whoever's speaking on Esther's just gone, no! I'm joking, I've got Ruth, don't panic. But Ruth, it's an incredible story. It's only four chapters long, which means it's not really that long at all. It takes about 10 minutes to read if you're an average person. For me, an hour and 45 minutes. Then I have to have a coffee break and I get to chapter two. I don't know what it is, but whether it's a male failing or whether it's just me, but reading, it's so hard. It takes me forever to read. I once read a short story. Anyway, I aged 2 years, but I got it finished, I'll tell you. And that was a happy time for me. But anyway, Ruth, this lady that we're going to have a look at tonight, she was a lady who was from Moab. So therefore, she was a Moabite. Anybody ever met a Moabite? No, me either. Not to be confused with a motorbike. But she was a Moabite, a lady from a place called Moab. And she fell in love. She fell in love. Yes. With a guy who was with his family who had travelled out of Israel. And the reason that they were travelling out of Israel, because there was a famine in the land. Now, we have experienced so far this year freak weather, haven't we? The beast from the east arrived at the beginning of the year. And now we've had this heat wave. I put my awning up on... Yes, that's right, awning. It was a gift. Anyway, I put my awning up on Friday and I had to change my T-shirt twice. You know when you can smell yourself? When you can smell yourself, you know it's bad. Anyway, so I had to change my T-shirt. And the worst part about that was, is I thought I'll hang it up in the awning once I'd done to dry out. The problem was when I walked back in, I thought, somebody's shoes stink. Nope, that was my T-shirt. But anyway, so they had experienced a famine far worse than the drought that we've had. Far worse than that, that people were starving. There were no crops. So they had to travel to go and find food to escape the famine. And as this family traveled, they went to Moab. And there, these two people, Ruth, fell in love with this guy. She fell in love. But you know, life is life, isn't it? Which means, unfortunately, not everything goes the way you want it to go. Anybody else experienced that? I shan't ask you to raise your hands because it'll be a unanimous decision that says tonight that life doesn't always go the way we planned, does it? And Ruth, well, she lost her husband. He died. And in the tragedy of everything that happened, he also had a brother. And the story of Ruth tells us that he too died. But the sadness doesn't stop. Because their father, well, he died too. So they're in the midst of what they would see as change, going for a better future, going to seek out life, found nothing but sadness and heartache and pain. And Naomi, who was Ruth's mother-in-law, well, she decided that I can't take all this pain anymore. Actually, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back home. I'm going to go back to familiar ways and I'm going to go and find my happiness again because at the moment all I feel is bitterness. And life can do that to us, can't it? So Naomi makes her way back to Israel and she tries to say to her two daughters-in-law, she says to them, look, you stay here. This is your home. Don't come with me. And one of the daughters-in-law said, okay, and she stayed. But Ruth said, no. She said, no, I'm not leaving you. I'm meant to be with you. Wherever you're going, I'm going. And that's what I want for my life, and that's, I know what you want for your life, so we're going to go back. Your people will be my people, she says. Your God will be my God. And she goes back with Naomi to Judah. I wondered if you were brave tonight. Has anybody talked to the neighbor? Who hasn't talked to the neighbor? What I want you to do is turn to your neighbor and say, Ruth, she knew, you know. Turn to your neighbor and say, Ruth, she knew, you know. Come on, let's be brave. Ruth, she knew, you know. Now, hang on. Turn to the person who is your second choice and apologize. You are bad people. You all had a second choice, didn't you? Cruel, I tell you. But you know, Ruth, she absolutely knew what she wanted. She knew what she needed to do, and she knew she was not going to walk away from Naomi, her mother-in-law. And after some time back in Judah, she found herself searching for food. She found herself trying desperately to provide. And in those times, that was not easy for a lady to do. And then she found herself being cared for by a man whose name was Boaz. It turns out that Boaz was actually a close relative of the family. And as Israelite history goes, that actually this man called Boaz, was what the Israelites would call their, Ruth's particular, kinsman redeemer. That sounds technical for a Saturday night, doesn't it? Anybody else think that sounds? Just me, okay. But I felt that that sounded quite technical for a Saturday night. But actually all it means is that he would protect her. He would take care of her. He would take on her family, take on her land, if he so chose to do. If he so chose to do. Ruth found herself in a situation back in a foreign land where she did not deserve anything. Anybody tonight feel like they're a deserving people? Do you feel like you deserve something? You're probably thinking you deserve for you to get off. No, that's nasty, all right? I have feelings. But she found that she was in a position where she didn't deserve anything. Yet this man, Boaz, was giving her food. He was providing for her. And he was allowing her to live out her life. I wonder if I asked you a question. If you've ever experienced somebody giving you something that you didn't deserve. Something good. Something really nice that you go, well, I didn't deserve that. At no point did I do anything to warrant that. Anybody experienced that? Who's the first time? Who's had a first time on camp today? Let's have a show of hands. That young man there. Tommy. This young man here. Your first time on camp. What's your name? Paris. Very cool name. I like it. Whereabouts are you from? Paris, no? Tenuous. Pardon? Haworth. The name was better than the place. But anyway, we'll not hold that against you. But Paris, I've got something for you down here. Have we ever met? Paris, talk to me. Don't leave me hanging. Have we ever met? No. No, I didn't think we had. I choose my friends very carefully, Paris. Anyway, here I've got a 5p bag. Okay, I'm going to let you have that. Inside the bag is something for you. There you go. That's just for you, that. Give Paris a round of applause. It's like Christmas, isn't it? Here's another 5p bag. Young lady there, what was your name? Now, whereabouts are you from? I'm going to try and pronounce your name. I'm coming. Say it again.
Bola.
Bola. Give her a round of applause. There you go, my love. That's for you. Have we ever met, by the way? No, not at all. Never met. Now, it's interesting, isn't it? Because I find that those sorts of things are quite surprising. I remember as a young man... That sounded like I rolled then for a second. Ouch. I remember when I started my apprenticeship and this guy that I was working with, he didn't know me. He had no idea about me. Yet he invested in me. Undeserved merit. I didn't deserve him to do that, but he did. And tonight these two people have received something. They've done nothing for it. It's undeserved merit. And you're probably thinking, why have you left me out? But you see, in that surprise and in that moment, we start to find out something bigger and better about the story of Ruth. You see, when we get undeserved merit, things that we don't deserve from somebody that we've never met, the Bible calls this grace, being given what we don't deserve. In its simplest form, grace. Being given what we don't deserve. But two, as we've said tonight, as we've looked at the story really quickly, and I'd encourage you, if you've got a Bible, to read the book of Ruth. It will not take you long, unless you're like me. But we found out that Boaz was Ruth's kinsman redeemer. And the Bible goes on to tell us that Ruth, the book of Ruth, tells us that they married. They had a son, and his name was Obed. And Obed grew up and he had a son and he was called Jesse. And Jesse grew up and he had a son and he was called David. And as the line goes on from David, guess who comes? There's a man called Jesus. This week on camp, it is all about Jesus. We will do all sorts of things. We will do some funny dances. We will make some funny noises, Donna. But this week, it is all about the man Jesus. And the Bible tells me this, that Jesus was a redeemer also. The Bible tells me that Jesus, God's own son, came as your Redeemer. He came as my Redeemer. I won't ask everybody who has accepted Christ as Savior, who everybody can say, he is my Redeemer, to put their hand up, but I know there's a lot of us in here. And I can say tonight that Christ, that Jesus is my Redeemer. And he has given me something that I did not deserve. 1 Peter verse 1, verse 18 through 20. Just let me read this to you. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold, things that won't last. It was not with those sorts of things that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Guys and girls and ladies and gentlemen, Jesus has come for you. He came for you in order that you tonight might receive life. The things that you've done in your life that you know are not good, the bad things that you've done, those things separate you from God. The Bible tells us in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Who doesn't fit in the all? We all have sinned. But God, in his grace, has given us undeserved merit in Jesus. And Jesus came so that we might have life and that we might put our faith and our trust in him. Now, I want you to listen. Just one more minute. Ruth, a young lady who found nothing but tragedy, she found grace in a field. And this week, I don't know how we find you. I don't know how you're here, how you've got here, or what you think you've come here for. But you have the opportunity this week to find grace in a field. She found a Redeemer that was willing to take on her and to give her life. And this week, over this week, you have the opportunity to find Jesus and accept him as your Redeemer. He wants to give you life. But I want this to settle on those hearts that know and that are listening. Matthew 11 and verse 28 says this. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. This week is the week for you to make the decision to put your faith in Christ and to receive life. Let's just pray to that end, shall we? Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you tonight. Father, for the first full day on camp, for the excitement that we've got ready for us tomorrow. Father, there's so much that's going to go off over this coming week. But Lord, tonight we just want to thank you for Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that whatever this week throws at us, new friends, excitement, fun, laughter, maybe the odd tear shed, but Father, we pray that we might make it all about you. That whatever is said and whatever is done would bring glory to you. And Father God, we just thank you tonight for our Redeemer, Jesus Christ. And we pray, Lord God, that this week we might realize that we have the opportunity to take hold of that grace that you've got on offer for us. That undeserved merit that has given us the opportunity at life through Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you and we pray that as we worship now together, as we close, that you might bless us and that you might give us a great night's sleep ready for the day ahead. We ask this in Jesus' name.